Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Hannah.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Ford. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Just shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back down on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it. Catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three. But he scores.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck on Scores Broadcast from a noisy Rushi High School where this evening the Rushi Raiders meet the Fairlawn Jets in Shelby County League action. Rushi 9-1 in SCL play, sitting atop the league. Fairlawn right behind, along with Fort Loramie, both 8-2. Rushi 14-4 overall. Fairlawn 16-2 on the season. It's the second game only for Rushi in the last 12 days. 2-2 in the last four. One of those two losses, a tough luck setback at Versailles, a game in which Rushi led with a couple seconds to go. Arnes hit two free throws just before the buzzer. Versailles nipped Rushi by a point. Raiders are 12-2 in their last 14. Fairlawn has won 9 in a row, coming off a double weekend at home last Friday and Saturday, beating Jackson Center by a score of 53-44, a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast, and then routing Waynesfield Goshen on Saturday night, 81-34. Chuck, a special treat this evening. The schedule makers did everybody in the Shelby County League a big favor this year, because here on the boys' side, we've got big games tonight. Fort Loramie at Jackson Center. Now, Fort Loramie right in the hunt, tied with Fairlawn for the number two spot. Jets on the road here at Rushi. The next week, it's Fort Loramie entertaining Rushi. I don't know who scheduled all of this. The ADs met in the summer, and it worked out like a charm, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it's coming down to the last 2 weeks of the season, which is what you'd really hope for in a league championship. We've been talking about Fairlawn for a while. I think they're playing the best basketball of the three teams, but Rushi's played a tougher schedule, so that's one thing that Rushi has in their favor. And the second thing is, I talk about how I don't think there's too much of a home court advantage in this league, except for this gym. For some reason, this gym is a real tough place for the visitors to win.
What is it? The pet man? I never see Don Cordon. You're out there in striped shirts refereeing. So.
No, I know. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just, I think they have confidence, and they just play better at home than they do on the road. But I think this is going to be a terrific basketball game tonight.
62-54 in the first meeting. Rushi won that game by 8 at Fairlawn. The Jets owned the first quarter, had a 6-point lead, led by 4, 18-14 after one, but committed a lot of unnecessary fouls at Fairlawn. In fact, they racked up 11 in the first 10 or 11 minutes of the game. And Rushi then, as a result, worked Fairlawn over inside. Cole Tebby got 10 baskets in the paint, and the Raiders wound up pulling away at the end, 62-54. Nate Lessing got 21, but way below his per-game average of nearly 30.
Well, Fairlawn likes to play real sticky man-to-man defense, and Keyshawn Johnson has the quickest hands of anybody in the league. His problem is every once in a while he gets his hand caught reaching into the cookie jar, and he's got to stay on the floor tonight. He cannot be sitting on the sideline too much in this game because of foul trouble.
Rushi Raiders played perhaps their second best game of the entire season at Fairlawn. Maybe the best game was on the road at Versailles, a game the Raiders came within an eyelash of winning. Does Rushi have to play every bit as good as they performed at Fairlawn to win this game tonight?
Well, I mean, you assume they're going to have to. I don't think that Fairlawn's coming in this thing intimidated.
No.
I happen to be sitting down there behind them during the JV game the first half, and they're a very confident group of young men. And anytime you've got Nate Lessing on your team, you got a real shot at winning, because that kid is the best basketball player in Division IV, I think, maybe in the state of Ohio.
The two head coaches, Spencer Cordonier, Rushi, Justin Tidwell, Fairlawn, have brought their teams along quite nicely. These two clubs are teams. You might not have been able to say that so much about Fairlawn in the last couple years, but the Jets spread the ball around, and in that game at Fairlawn, for example, earlier this year, double digits from Luke Hickman and Keyshawn Johnson. That's what Fairlawn needs tonight, plus Lessing getting 25 or so.
Well, yeah, Hickman and Nick Brodigan, Drew Brodigan, they've got people that can score along with them. Josh Reckitt, I don't know. He didn't play the last time we saw them. And if he's out there, he doesn't have his name on the back of his warm-ups. But so I don't know if he's there tonight, but they're not just a one-man team at this point. You're right. And Luke Hickman, he's 6'4", shoots the three as well as anybody around, and he can shoot over top of defenders because it's hard to get somebody his size to go out there and defend him on the perimeter.
And we will keep an eye out for Josh Reck. He injured an ankle a couple weeks ago. Didn't play in the game we covered last Friday when Fairlawn beat Jackson Center at the Jets gym. Head coach Justin Tidwell said he thought it would be not much more than a 1 week to 10 days thing. Well, we're inside 10 days, right at 1 week. He was hurt in a practice 1 week ago yesterday, so remains to be seen. Perhaps for precautionary reasons, Josh Reck doesn't play in this game tonight, but we will let you know. Who's got the number one seed in the Piqua Boys Sectional in Division 4? Who's going to take the one spot? Voting will wrap up tomorrow by noon. Some coaches may have already gone online and done their thing. Others may be holding out for the result of this game tonight and the one up at Jackson Center this evening.
Well, if you're asking me who I would vote for, and I don't get a vote, but if I had one, my vote would go for Rushi only because they played a tougher schedule and they beat Fairlawn head-to-head. Now, I wouldn't vote till tomorrow because I would see what these two games play out before I would vote. So I don't think you look at the overall record. I think you look at who beat who, and if Rushi wins this game tonight, and they're going to be assured of at least a tie for the Shelby County League, I don't know how you vote anybody else number one.
Exactly. If the Raiders are victorious this evening, that's a 3-0 mark for Rushi against Fort Laramie and Fairlawn. Two wins over the Jets, one over the Redskins earlier right here.
Well, it's important to get the number one seed because you get a choice then of who you want to play in the district compared to second and third seed. Now you're going to end up probably with Southeastern or Tri-Village. So you definitely want to be in the bracket, the number one seed. So there's a lot of stuff riding on this game tonight.
A very excellent point, because the one seed will most likely, should it win the sectional at Piqua, play a Cincinnati Taylor sectional winner in a district game, and more than likely the other sectional bracket winner. That could be the battle between the two and the three. That winner in Piqua would lock horns with Southeastern or Tri-Village, a Troy sectional winner in a district game.
Right, and I'll tell you, barring any kind of a major upset, and it would be if one of these four teams gets beat, it would be a major upset, because the sectional finals at Piqua on Friday night and Saturday night, whoever the matchups are of those four teams, it's going to be a terrific two nights of basketball. I know that.
And I know this, Chuck, we've got a terrific night this evening, and then also one week from tonight as well, Rushi Fairlawn tonight, Rushi Fort Laramie next Friday evening.
There is absolutely no love lost between Rushi and Fort Laramie, I'll tell you that.
Should be a great game. A sea of blue all over the Rushi High School gym here tonight. Fairlawn Jet fans down below to our left, Rushi fans down below to our right, and across the way, as the relentless Rushi Bet Band continues to strike up. After Rushi games, Chuck, I'm hearing the Bet Band in my sleep at 3 a.m.
I'll tell you, I'm going to get yelled at maybe by other fan members, but they're my favorite Bet Band. I like the music they play. Very, very contemporary.
Rushi Raiders, Fairlawn Jets coming up momentarily here on ScorersBroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. We're on the web thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine underwrites our halftime. Thank you so much to Wilson Health and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We'll be highlighting our seniors on these two teams. In fact, there are 11 of them. We'll be highlighting them during our halftime break. in a segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment of Jackson Center. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service, the Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery will give you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions. Also take advantage of an array of promotional items now available through Adam Rice and Adams Tech Solutions. Mugs, pens, t-shirts, a variety of items available through Adams Tech Solutions, which can be customized to suit your need. Starting lineups are next. It's Fairlawn at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of our new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com is one from which you just heard, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Fairlawn Jets have just been introduced to you. Big crowd here, a few empty seats, maybe a handful, that's about it. Fairlawn in the road blue, white numbers. Rushi coming out of the floor one by one, attired in white from top to bottom, blue numerals outlined in gold. Dylan Cordonier, 6 feet tall, senior, at a wing. Drew Sherman, a guard, 5'10", senior. Rushi Raiders feature Cole Tebby in the middle. Cole, a 6'2 and a half senior. And Jack Daypore plays at a wing position. Daypore is 6 feet 2 inches tall, a junior. And Daniel Kearns in the post, 6'4 and a half and a sophomore. Fairlawn Jets opening five is as follows. Nick Rodigan, Keyshawn Johnson, Nate Lessing, Luke Hickman, and Drew Rodigan. That's the opening five. This Rushi team, Chuck, features five young men between 7.5 and 12.5 points a game. You talk about balance.
Yeah, they're incredibly balanced. And the thing that you always know about Rushi, they're going to have a lot of seniors. And the next year, they're going to have a good team because their feeder programs are so good.
Yep, you're so right about that. Rushi will move from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Fairlawn from left to right. Nate Lessing jumping center with Cole Tebby. It's popped up in the air and yanked down by Drew Sherman. Raiders have got the ball. Cordonier at midcourt picked up by Keyshawn Johnson. To Sherman, to Tebby straight away. Left flank, Cordonier. Cordonier had a red hot night shooting threes against Versailles. He can light it up if you give him space. Keyshawn Johnson all over him like glue right now. Kearns, head of the key. Goes to Cordonier in the right corner. Drives baseline. Powers to the rim. Good effort. Cordonier knocks it down. Long throw 70 feet down the floor to Nate Lessing for Fairlawn. He catches in the left corner. Shut down by Dave Poore. Throws it back out to Nick Rodigan. 2-0 in favor of Rushi. Nate Lessing, 6'3", a senior. Nick Rodigan, 6'2", a senior. Luke Hickman, 6'4", a junior. Drew Brodigan, 6'3", a junior. And the other starter for the Fairlawn Jets, Keyshawn Johnson, 5'11", senior. Had a violation against Fairlawn in the half court.
Yeah, they got to travel out of their pressure defense.
Here is Daypore with the ball, elbow in the right for Rushi. Deep right corner, Sherman. Into the post to Tebby. Ball bounces through his legs, and it's scraped up off the floor by Drew Brodigan of Fairlawn. Turnover each way. Down the floor to Lessing. He powers. Baseline left. Leans in. 8-footer. Hit the rim. Bounced away. Good defense by Rushi. Raiders come away with the board. Quickly down the floor to Tebby. Hopped into the lane. Nearly walked. In fact, might have. Give it up to Drew Sherman straight away. Tebby high low into the paint to Kearns. Back to Tebby. Foul line jumper. 16-footer. Maybe out of his range. Off to the left. Rebound. Drew Brodigan. Reach in foul by Tebby of Rushi.
Yeah, Cole has a tendency to get some silly fouls, too. He's got to make sure he's not getting fouls that far away from the basket.
And he is a critical player offensively and defensively for the Rushi Raiders. He scored 20, 10 baskets against Fairlawn first time around and yanked down 9 rebounds and was on Nate Lessing much of that game. Here's Fairlawn attacking. Drew Brodigan on the block, low right. Hits the cutter, Lessing into the lane. Oh, what a block. Tebby got a piece of it. Taken away by Rushi. Long throw down the floor to Daypore. Daypore driving in, crammed out of bounds by Nick Brodigan, who went flying through the air.
Well, so far, I'm enjoying the hustle by both teams. They're just flying up and down the floor.
2-0 Rushi. We played nearly 2 minutes. Ball inbounded. Dylan Cordonier, left corner. Throws it straight away to Daypore for Rushi. Picked up by Nick Brodigan. Right flank to Sherman. Now Tebby. Daypore catches elbow on the left. Behind the arc, left corner, Cordonier. Good switch. Hickman on Cordonier now. Cross court, it goes to Sherman in the top of the circle. Kearns behind the screen, left side, Daypore. Straight away, Sherman. A clear out for him. He starts a drive, pulls it back out. 5:40 left to go first quarter. 2-0 Rushi. Elbow on the left, it's Cole Tebby. Foul line, Jay Kearns. Left-hander on the way. Bingo! He hits it. Soft spot in Fairlawn's defense. They gave cushion to Kearns, and he made the Jets pay. 4-0 Raiders. Outside the arc, Keyshawn Johnson. Now to Drew Brodigan, to Nate Lessing. Luke Hickman and Nick Brodigan support Lessing with double-digit scoring per game on the year. Here's Luke, baseline right. Good defense on the play by Kearns. Foul line, open player, Drew Brodigan. Fires a 16-footer, it hit the heel, kicked away, and Rushi snares the board.
Not a good sign when you shoot the ball and you're the one racing towards the basket at the same, right after you shoot it, you know it's not going in.
You're right, Drew let it fly, and then he was backpedaling once he released. Player for Rushi down below, shaken up, may have gotten a finger in the eye. Dylan Cordonier comes out. 5 minutes even left to go here in the first quarter. Rushi leads it 4-0. Fairlawn Jets started very fast in the game at home against the Rushi Raiders early in January. Not so here tonight. Jets shut out. Very stout defense by Rushi. which played very good defense in the second half of that game in the first meeting. Long three-point try to Rushi after three passes in the half court. Day four missed it, but look at that beautiful rebound on the interior. That was pulling in off the bench for the Rushi Raiders. He staked in there. Pulled down the rebound beautifully from the weak side. Drew Poling got it done, 6'3", senior. What a play by Poling. Substituting for Dylan Cardonier came out with an eye injury. Here's a long three straight away. Hickman behind a double screen. Fine look. Rimmed it. No good. Rebound Rushi, which is on top, 6-0. We played nearly 4 minutes. Here's Drew Sherman on the arc. And he puts his head down, digs toward the basket. Keyshawn Johnson tries to shut him off and holds. Common foul, Fairlawn. Napier with the ball, side court, will throw in momentarily.
I'll tell you, I'm a fan of Drew Poling. He probably doesn't play as much as I would play him. That kid, he's a senior, but boy, he just brings offense every time he comes out on the floor.
Our question about Josh Reck has been answered now, Chuck. Josh Reck on the floor now, 6'3" senior. On the arc with the ball, Sherman Ferrucci dribbles with the left hand. Reck tries to reach in and pry it away from him and slap down on the elbow.
Those are the kind of fouls that are silly because you're going to get called every time.
3 minutes, 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. 6-0. Ferrucci Raiders lead the Fairlawn Jets. It's been one and done at the offensive end for Fairlawn. Outside the arc, right wing, it is Sherman. Wreck on him. Between the rings, it's Poling. Near side, Daypour. Kearns head of the key. Now Daypour behind a screen. Fairlawn late getting to him. Short on the shot, though. Hit the rim, caromed away. Rebound Fairlawn. Long throw down to Nick Brodigan. Inside to Drew. He powers past Sherman and scores. Fairlawn ran the floor nicely. A brisk 4-on-3 break by Fairlawn. 6-2, Rushi. 3:20 left to go, first quarter. Deep three, left side, Daypour. You can count it for the Rushi Raiders.
Daypour's had three really good looks, and they better find him in the offense.
Nobody found him. You're right, Chuck, on that play. He's Rushi's best young man from three-point territory. 9-2, Rushi up 7, 2:56 to go, first quarter. Here's Lessing in the post. Carves out space in the lane around two players. Good D by Rushi, which put the sandwich on Lessing. Shot no good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds underneath the basket by the Raiders.
Well, we've seen Lessing have some slow starts, but he very rarely has slow finishes.
You're right about that. Ball inbounded to Nick Brodigan. Top of the circle. Drives the paint. Goes to Lessing. Back to Hickman straight away. Hickman spin move. 10 feet from the basket. Good pass to the low block to Reck. Reck catches. Players for Rushi go by. Reck goes up strong and dumps it through. Good assist by Hickman. 9-4, Rushi. 2:34 to go, first quarter. Raiders had the ball 30 feet away. It's Poling. Glides through the top of the key. Right side, Daypour. On top, Tebby. Now Sherman. Ball swung to Poling. Daypour right corner. Baseline right, Tebby. He's doubled. Open player, Kearns. Receives the ball, foul line. Fadeaway left hand, Jay. Long off the flange. Rebound, Rushi. Stolen by Nick Brodigan. Nick one on two, pulls up in the lane, left hand shot, banked it in. 9-6, Rushi up three. Here's pressure in backcourt by Reck. Raiders do manage to bring it up. It's Sherman roaming into the right corner. Straight away, Tebby. Drew Brodigan lays off him at the head of the key. Here's Sherman behind the screen. Foul line jumper, pull up, hit the rim hard. Rebound on the deck. Hickman goes rolling for it. He reels it in and gets a timeout called. Minute 43 to go. First quarter, 9-6 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Minute 43 left to go here in the opening stanza. Fairlawn Jets down 3-9-6. Fairlawn's looked good defensive end last couple possessions, Chuck.
Yeah, they're doing a better job of getting a hand up on the shooter.
Here come the Jets in backcourt. Nick Brodigan up and over the timeline. Angles to the right. Goes right baseline. Ball high overhead. Back out to Nate Lessing. Boy, what a scrum going on the inside. Hunter Cohey in now for Rushi to give more bulk to the Raiders. And he steals the ball in the paint. Outlet goes to Cordonier. Left side pass, Drew Poling. Pulls up inside the arc, short on the 16-footer. Offensive stick back by Hunter Cohey is good. Minute 10 to go, first quarter. 11-6 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi's gotten two big hoops from players off the bench already. Cohey and Poling. Here's a bad pass by Fairlawn, which tried to go high-low down inside to Drew, slapped away by the Raiders. Drew Brodigan couldn't get to it. Rushi did, and then Fairlawn clubbed it out of bounds. Rushi's offense, Chuck, a little smoother to this point in the game.
Yeah, and the other thing, they have the ability to rotate people a little more than Fairlawn does.
Hunter Cohey has checked in, as I mentioned, for the Rushi Raiders. Midcourt, dribble drive, Fairlawn, or I should say Rushi, Sherman, ball way out high now, near midcourt with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. As the Raiders spread the Jets, four-corner style. Dylan Cordonier near the timeline, nearly trapped, dumps it down to Daypour in the corner, slings it cross-court to Cohey, low on the left, he catches and scores, and he's fouled. Oh, Rushi lulled Fairlawn to sleep. And a couple of quick zippy passes resulted in 2 points. Again for Cohey. He's got four. Opportunity for a plus one. He was smacked on the shoulder as he nailed it. And 3-point play chance here for Cohey. 13-6 Rushi. Hunter dips the knees. Off to the left in the foul shot. Rebound Lessing. Here come the Jets down seven. 23 seconds to go, first period. Cross-court pass, Nick Brodigan, guarded by Sherman. Nick rotates to Lessing, who's standing with a foot in the Raiders center logo. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. Lessing dribbling, eyes the lane, down to seven. Here he goes. Starts a drive, steps back, shoots the 18-footer, hit the flange, no good. Rebound to Kearns, to Cohey. Cohey lets go a 65-footer, it hit the top of the backboard, no good. Superb defense by Rushi in the opening quarter. Raiders lead the Fairlawn Jets 13-6 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Rushi. Raiders 13, Jets 6, Fairlawn with the ball, starting period number 2. Nick Brodigan outside the arc on the right. Hickman has it now, 25 feet away. Gets a screen from Drew Brodigan. Flips it back to Nick, into the post to Lessing. Reach around, foul by Dylan Cordonier. You can bet that head coach Justin Tidwell sent a memo out to his club during that first quarter break. We're going down inside to Nate to start the second quarter.
Well, that's where he's the most effective, that's for sure.
Inbounded to Hickman, baseline right. He evades a man, pulls up, lets go the 12-footer, short, no good. He wanted a foul, no call. Rebound Raiders. Dylan Cordonier to Kearns, look at him go! Kearns to the basket! Oh, what a pass by Dylan Cordonier. He threw it 65 feet right on the button. And the Raiders beat the Jets down the court, 15-6. Rushi. Here's Hickman, right corner, Nick Brodigan. Foul line to Drew. Now to Nick through the top of the circle. Open right in front. Teardrop. Yes. Nick Brodigan gets a bucket. 15-8. Rushi in the lead by 7. Raiders have got the ball right wing at Sherman. Left open. And he bags a triple. Boy, the Raiders are spreading it around. 6 points for players off the bench. And the starters are mixing it up, too. Here is Lessing, twisting, turning, a swan dive move in the lane. Good, but Lessing, it hit the front rim and fell over and in there.
Well, he needs to take over now. There's times where I think he's a little too unselfish. It's time for him to touch the ball every time down the floor.
Here's Hunter Cohey, straightaway three ball. Rushi Raiders, no good. Clanged off the rim. Down 8. Jets have the ball in the forecourt. It is Cody Kirtner in now. Left corner, he jacks up a 3. Overshot it, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Drew Brodigan, who was on the back of Hunter Cohey, and the Raiders gain possession, leading by 8, 18-10. 6:24 to go here in the second quarter.
That shot was way too fast, being down 8 points, and you're not scoring very well, so that is not the shot they wanted.
Cody Kirtner in for the Jets, 6'1 senior. It's Cody, Drew Brodigan, Nick Brodigan, Lessing, Keyshawn Johnson. Dribble drive, gate poor, foul line for Rushi, back outside to Dylan Cordagna. Boy, this Rushi club plays so well as a team, you don't know who to put pressure on. They can all score. If you leave them open, it's going to be 2 points from somebody. Here's a near steal by Keyshawn Johnson. Couldn't pry it loose from Tebby. Tebby enters the lane, right flank, Dylan Cordagna, high arching, 3 ball, yes sir! The double team by Fairlawn didn't work. Open player, and the shot was made. And then Rushi goes asleep on defense. Nick Brodigan takes it 50 feet right down the pike all the way to the rim. Nobody slid over in the lane to slow him down. He scored and was tagged on the wrist as he laid it through.
Yeah, if you're not going to stop him, there's no reason to reach out and make it a 3-point. You aren't going to stop the shot.
Free throw by Nick Brodigan. Front rim, back rim, rolling in. 3-point play by him. 21-13 in favor of Rushi, which had led 21-10 with 5:40 left. Another open player. It is Sherman once more for Rushi. He's not checked out, but Fairlawn misfired badly. Loose ball rebound out of bounds to the Raiders. Jets fans want a foul called on Rushi. It was not.
It should have been.
5:32 left to go in the second quarter of play. Inbounds by Fairlawn, a bad one. Or I should say inbounds by Rushi. A poor lofted pass. Lessing stole it. Threw it down the floor, low on the right to the cutter, Kirtner. And it's blasted out of bounds by Kearns, who got a fist on it. 5:24 to go in the second quarter. 21-13, Rushi leads. Biggest lead was 11, 21-10. Ball inbounded, Drew Brodigan, right corner. On top, Nick. Keyshawn Johnson pops out left corner. Oh, a good entry. Down low to Lessing. And he is double-teamed, triple-teamed. Powers to the rim. Short, no good. Got it back and sticks it in. When Lessing gets it that close, it's just a matter of a few seconds. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. 21-15 in favor of Rushi. 5 straight points for the Jets. Here's Sherman on the arc. Takes left, goes right. And he's guarded too aggressively and fouled by Kirtner. 25 feet out on the floor.
Well, it's not how high you jump when you rebound. It's how quickly you get back up. And Nate Lessing's as good as they get getting right back up off after a miss.
Yep, he's got very hasty hops. Here's a throw by Rushi down inside to Tebby. Tebby's hounded by two players back to the basket 8 feet away. And he shuffled trying to maneuver for position. Fairlawn had him hemmed in. Good D by the Jets on the block low left. Tebby walks. And now the Jets have a chance to cut into this deficit further. 6-point game, 21-15. Here's Reck with the ball, 30 feet away for Fairlawn to Lessing. Lessing carves out space in the lane. Nate Moore goes up with him, tries to block it. He's not set, though, and it's ruled a defensive foul on Rushi in the act of shooting.
If he hadn't stuck his hands in to try to block the shot, he was getting ready to take the charge.
Nate Lessing at the line for Fairlawn. He's got 2. Opportunity to whittle the Rushi Raiders lead all the way down to 4. Foul shot, Nate, up and in. He swished it. 6 in a row by the Jets, who trail 21-10. Now it's 21-16. Second shot, Lessing on the way. Hit the back flange. Rebound kicks to Perdonier for Rushi. He's doubled in backcourt. He needs help. He's covered up. Gets it to Kearns in midcourt. Now Rushi's got the advantage 3-on-2. Day 4 stops and pops. A long one. Missed everything. Saved inbounds, though, by Sherman. Threw it way back out to Dylan Perdonier. And head coach Spencer Perdonier has seen enough. He wants a timeout. A little ragged at the Rushi offensive end right now. 4:22 left in the half. Raiders up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
A 6-0 run by Fairlawn has tightened this game up. 21-16 in favor of Rushi. Raiders have got the ball. Top of the circle, Dylan Cordonier. Right side, Daypore. He's not guarded closely. He lets one fly. It's good. A triple by Daypore. He's got a couple of them. Back to an 8-point game. Lessing on the arc for Fairlawn. Straight away to Nick Brodigan. Coming out at the elbow, it's Drew. Back to the basket. On a weave to Lessing. Lessing's cut off. Can't drive. Far left wing, Nick. Lessing foul line. Oh, he's got a beautiful lane to drive through. His shot rolled off. No good. Rebound, Rushi. Foul, Fairlawn. 80 feet from the basket. That ball did everything to go through the hoop. Yep, Nate Lessing's little runner down inside from not much more than a yard's tick away. Danced all around the rim, hit about every centimeter of it, and fell off into the lap of a Raider. Foul against the Jets. Fairlawn has picked up 5. Now here's a steal in backcourt by Lessing. Lessing blasts to the basket. He explodes to the rim. Another one danced off. Rebound Rushi, tug of war for it. And what do we have? Foul pulling. Hooked a Fairlawn Jet player. Ball out of bounds to the Jets, who are down 8, 3:34 to go in the second. Lessing getting to the rim. Boy, the last
just
two
not dropping in.
Ever so close, but didn't go in. How many for Nate so far, Chuck?
He has 4.
Baseline, right of the basket. Deshaun Johnson, the playmaker for Fairlawn, which is behind by 8. Into the paint to Nate Lessing. He squares up against Cordonier. Mismatch. He missed another one. This one from 5 feet, but he's hit on the arm. He was hacked as he released it. Nate can't buy one down inside. Sooner or later, those are going to fall. 2 free throws for Lessing. First one is in the air. Swish. 24-17. Rushi by 7. 3:32 to go, second quarter. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Features 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee on furniture at Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Go to the website for additional savings. Take advantage of coupons there at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fairlawn pressing in backcourt, and Rushi makes 3 very quick, nifty passes down the floor to Kearns, and he's got a wide-open layup. Jerry Pickett at the other end. 8-point game again, 26-18. Baseline left, Hickman. High-arching fadeaway from 12. Hit the rim, bounded high. Good rebound down on the inside by Nick Brodigan. Out back to Keyshawn. He tries to zero in from 3-point land, way short. Foul, got it back. Inside to Drew. Drew muscles up and pours it through. Good follow by Keyshawn Johnson. Then he laid it off to Drew Brodigan. from point blank range. 26-20, Rushi up six.
When you miss a three, you're the one that knows where it's going.
Yep, you sure do. And Keyshawn was aware. He pulled the string on it. Deep right corner for Danya Ferrucci. 2:37 to go in the half. Raiders up six. Popping out to catch is Daypour. Right side to Dillon. On top now to Kearns. Left corner Daypour. Daypour swivels around a defender from Fairlawn. And it's poked away from behind. But Nick Brodigam rolls out of bounds. Good conference by the officials. Because Nick Brodigam trailing the driver clearly got a fingertip on it. Pried it loose. Over the boundary it went. The first signal was Fairlawn ball, but that got altered.
Yeah, they got it right.
Rushi inbounding far right side of the floor in the corner. And what do we have? Away from the playmaker, Sherman.
I think they called it on Luke Hickman.
Luke holding. Team foul six each way. Both teams in the bonus. 2:20 to go, second quarter, 26-20 in favor of Rushi. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget. Here's a steal by Keyshawn Johnson at Fairlawn. He bolts down the floor. He gives it up left corner to Kirtner. On top to Nick. Open player baseline right is Drew. Drew leans in. Seven-footer. Got it. He banked it down against Tebby. Good isolation. It was Drew against Tebby on the weak side of the floor, and Fairlawn's within four now. Here's Tebby in the post. Hasn't touched it in a while, and he goes to work, and he counters against Drew Brodigam for a deuce.
That's his first two.
Tebby with a good, formidable maneuver down low on the block. Six-point lead, Rushi, after the Jets had trimmed it to four. A minute 38 to go, first half. Up and down pace, good scoring. Entertaining contest. Here's Nick Brodigam. Foul line to Lessing. And Lessing cleared out space in the lane as he put a stiff arm on Cole Tebby. That's the first on Nate?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Minute 30 to go, first half, 28-22 in favor of Rushi. Jets had cut it to 28-24 just briefly with under two to go in the second quarter. After being down at one point with six to play in the half, 21-10. Fairlawn challenging Rushi in backcourt. Here's Sherman up the floor hard. Fires a pass. Deflected. Taken away by Drew Brodigam. Down to Lessing. Lessing blazes a trail baseline left. Pull up Jay from 10. Rimmed. No good. Tug of war on the rebound. Bowling and Nick Brodigam tie it up. Arrow favors Rushi. Another shot there from Nate Lessing. Was down in. Pinballed around. Snapped out.
Well, that's the difference is that Rushi contests every shot that everybody out here on the floor gets. I think that's what makes them a little bit better than the other teams that are battling for first place.
I'd agree with you. Ball inbounded. Cordonier in backcourt. Now Hunter Cohey. Raiders have really done a nice job creating bench strength over the course of the season. Dillon Cordonier at midcourt. 58 seconds to go. Second quarter. Rushi up six. Here's Sherman. Starts a drive, pulls up. Raiders spread it. They go four corners. They lulled Fairlawn to sleep late in the first like this. Here's Daypour. Daypour cuts space in the middle and then dishes into the left corner to Cohey, right back on top to Sherman. And they reset the four corners. Cordonier, Sherman, timeline. He's trapped. Gives it up to Cordonier. Cross-court Daypour. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Raiders up six, 28-22. Nate Lessing's been held in check by excellent defense from Rushi through the first two quarters. 19 seconds to go in the half. Here's Sherman on the bounce. Here's a steal at midcourt, taken away by Reck. Reck bolts down the floor. A steal back by Daypour with 12 to go, and Daypour is spilled. He's tripped on the play.
And that is the second foul on Nate Lessing.
Nate a little frustrated right there. Fairlawn had a run out. Excellent defensive maneuver by Daypour. He was strong. Yanked it right away from the Jets. And in their anxiety to get the ball back, Fairlawn fouled two quick ones on Lessing late in period number two. Daypour at the stripe, 1-1 for Rushi, which leads 28-22. 11.8 to go, second quarter. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. On the web at goffenafurniture.com. That's goffneyfurniture.com. Take advantage of savings online at GoffneyFurniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center could not have gotten off the ground here on ScoresBroadcast.com more than 10 years ago without the assistance of Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you, Locale, for all of your fine support. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations throughout Western Ohio. One foul shot made, one missed. Here's Keyshawn Johnson down the floor, knocked away by Sherman. Long lead out to Daypour. Daypour juggled it near the baseline. Fairlawn got a fist on it, pounded the ball up against the wall. Now the officials converge. Perhaps another modified call. 2.3 to go in the half. Action fast and furious. Raiders possession. It stands. 29-22, Rushi, 2.3 remaining. Drew Sherman inbounding in the corner of the floor in the baseline. Out back it goes to Poling. Poling swivels between a couple players, gets away, a buzzer beater, short from 10 feet out, it's no good. Rushi Raiders with strong defense, it's been stingy. Checking Nate Lessing very closely tonight. And this good D and the fine start have paved the way for Rushi, which has opened up a seven-point halftime lead on Fairlawn, 29-22. Back with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime break in a moment. Seven-point lead Raiders on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Locale supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Locale Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This is Jack with Chuck. It's Rushi 29, Fairlawn 22 at the break. Brookins is the place to be in Fort Loramie for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. And the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com. Our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Raiders up 7, and Chuck, I bet you that if Nate Lessing were asked who on the Fairlawn schedule has given him the most fits, not only tonight, this season, but throughout his career at Fairlawn, he'd tell you the Rushi Raiders.
Well, they're doing a nice job on him. I mean, he's getting the ball down where he wants it, but everything he tries to do is contested. Rushi has a 12-10 rebounding advantage. Both teams have 4 offensive rebounds. The Raiders turned it over 8 times in the first half, but they play so fast, I don't think that's really anything to be concerned about. Fairlawn turned it over 5 times. The Raiders only went to the free throw line 3 times, made 1. The Jets went there 5 times, made 4. Individual scoring for Rushi, Jack Dapor has 7. They got 6 from Daniel Kearns, 5 from Dylan Cordonier, 4 from Hunter Coey, 3 from Drew Sherman, and 2 from Cole Tebby. So that's 6 young men that scored. They scored 13 and 16, 29 at the half. 2 people for Fairlawn have 7, Lessing and Nick Brodigan, and then Drew Brodigan has 6. They got 2 from Josh Reck. They scored 6 and 16. They trail 29 to 22 at the half.
Chuck, in the first meeting between the two teams, Keyshawn Johnson, Luke Hickman, both scored in double figures against Rushi, and they have been blanked so far through 2 periods here tonight.
Well, I think Keyshawn, I remember him taking 1 shot, and I think I've seen Hickman take 1 or 2. He's only gotten 1 3-point look, but they're doing a nice job because they got Kearns on him, and at 6'4", he can match up size-wise with Hickman, so he can't just sit there and set shoot his 3-pointer over top of a smaller player.
Very thorough defensive effort by the Rushi Raiders on the Fairlawn Jets through the first 2 quarters. Rushi coming into the game 9-1 in the Shelby County League. Fairlawn 8-2, tied with Fort Loramie in the second spot. Fort Loramie and Rushi go at it next week at Fort Loramie. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Rushi Raiders have a 7-point advantage over the Fairlawn Jets, 29-22. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start nearly 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And toward the end of the season here on scoresbroadcast.com, we make it a special point to highlight seniors on these high school basketball teams. In fact, down on the hardwood this evening, there are a dozen, six of them on each team. For the Fairlawn Jets, Nate Lessing, Josh Reck, Austin Matty, Nick Brodigan, Cody Kirtner, and Keyshawn Johnson. For Rushi, Dylan Cordonier, Drew Sherman, Sam Cook, Ethan Monier, Drew Poling, and Cole Tebby. We salute these student-athletes for fine performances on the floor and in the classroom. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center underwrites this halftime segment on Scores Broadcast. LaCal promotes student academic success, and we thank LaCal Equipment so much. Couldn't have gotten off the ground back in 2007 without the efforts of LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. 7-point lead, Raiders over the Jets at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
In addition to LaCalle Equipment, underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years. Go one night a week. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. And these Rushi sponsors, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Fairlawn Jets start the third quarter with an errant three-point ball, didn't hit the rim, more or less like a turnover, and the Rushi Raiders have the leather and a 7-point advantage.
Well, they ran a play for Nate Lessing, and he just is really not feeling it right now.
Here is Tebby, top of the circle, baseline right to Dylan Cordonier, and he sticks out the shoulder and runs through Nick Brodigham, who was planted. Offensive foul.
I think that's his third.
Yep. Three on Dylan. He's got three. Nate Lessing for Fairlawn's got two. Other players with a couple, Chuck? Any others?
No, I think that's it.
Yep. Well, the Jets misfired badly to open play in the second half. Long three-pointer by Lessing. Didn't catch the rim. And then good defensive play by Fairlawn, attracting the charge. Here's Drew Brodigham in the paint for the Fairlawn Jets as Fairlawn spreads the floor, dumps it down into Drew. Drew goes to work, and he gets Rushi out of position and attracts a two-shot foul. 7-11 to go, third quarter, 29-22 in favor of Rushi, which scored the first six of the game, led 13-6 after one, pushed it to 21-10 at one point.
The foul was on polling, and they're deciding who they're going to call it on, but it is definitely on polling.
Fairlawn Jets, after being down 11 in the second quarter, trimmed it to 4 at one point. Rushi stretched it back to 7 at the halftime break. Drew Brodigham at the free throw line. Two free throws coming for him. Foul shots, especially in the second half, so important in these high school contests. Free throw by Drew. Swish. He's got it.
And they did not get the foul right. The only one that was close to him was Pauling, but they called it on Daypour. That is his second.
Second free throw, Drew Brodigham, one bounce. Shot puts it up and in. 5-point game. Raiders lead at 29-24. Full court pressure by Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson is guarding tightly. Here's Daypour down the floor attacking. Cross court to Pauling. He sprints in from the left corner and scores. I tell you what, Rushi has attacked the goal fast when beating the Fairlawn pressure. And then Fairlawn comes right back the other way, countering. And the ball is flared down the floor to Keyshawn Johnson. And he goes hard toward the basket. Defensive foul on Rushi while Keyshawn was trying to lay it up there. A minute and a second gone here in the third quarter. Free throw, Keyshawn Johnson fouled the active shooting. He gets two. A lot of rim. It lipped it, almost came out, stayed in.
Well, you're sitting here and you're watching this game. It seems like Rushi should have a double-digit lead.
Yeah, I'd agree. Second shot, Keyshawn, no good, too hard. Long rebound, volleyball to Debbie of the Raiders. And backcourt hands off to Sherman. Six-point lead, Raiders. I would agree, Chuck. Seems like Rushi's outplayed Fairlumba more than a half dozen points. Defensive job on Nate Lessing has been out of this world. Ball is dropped on the sideline by Rushi. Dayport couldn't hang on. Nick Brodigan, Keyshawn Johnson put on the heat, forcing the turnover. And now down six. Jets can cut it to four or three. Lessing at midcourt. Guess who picks him up straight on top of the key? Cole Tebby. Ball dealt to Nick Brodigan. Baseline right to Drew. Drew powers in against Poling. Uh-oh, he dragged the pivot foot. Referee caught it. And he blew the whistle. That's the right call. 6:29 to go, third quarter. Turnover each way there in the last sequences. Rushi coughed it up out of bounds. And a travel violation on Fairlawn. Baseline right, Debbie. Foul line, Kearns. He goes cross court, left wing, Poling. And a good overplay, but Fairlawn caused an errant throw out of bounds.
Well, that's the reason that Fairlawn's still in the game, because Rushi's turning it over a little too much.
That's at maybe as many as 10 now, Chuck, on the
Raiders? 8th or 10th, yes.
Wow. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Timeout called. Raiders up 6, 31-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This game tonight, mighty important for the Fairlawn Jets. A victory this evening, a win over Annett Fairlawn next Friday means Fairlawn could do no worse than a share of the title in the Shelby County League. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders would love to knock off Fairlawn and Fort Loramie in succession and allow the Rushi team to take it all by themselves. Wow, Luke Hickman gets the ball, two passes after Fairlawn throws it in following the timeout, and Luke Hickman didn't mean to, but he banked home a 24-footer. My goodness, he banked it. Big smile on Luke's face. First points for Hickman on the night.
The backcourt got in the way of that shot.
31-28, three-point lead in favor of Rushi. Here's a three ball, hoists it up as Sherman. Sherman rims it, no good. Tug of war for the rebound. Hickman and Tevi, a little chippy down there right now. Some wrestling action going on in the paint. And the officials have determined that Hickman was a bit too aggressive. That's what, two on him, I think. Yep.
That was the correct call. He got him from behind, had him by, he had the ball, but he also was reaching over top and gets yanked into the ground.
5:39 to go here in the third quarter. 31-28. Raiders lead the Jets. This is the closest the Jets have been in quite some time, since way back early on in the first quarter. And here is Rushi trying to throw it in. And the Jet playmaker down on the boundary fumbled the ball, went over and got it. Then the official, a second or two later, said, that's 5 seconds. He did not get it in time. Now controversy develops.
Well, because the Fairlawn kid stepped over the line and picked it up while it was still out of bounds, that should have been a technical foul.
I think the officials blew this one.
Yep.
And Fairlawn gets the ball. That's a cheap possession. A turnover against Rushi that shouldn't have happened. That's a mistake by the referees. Fairlawn now with a chance to tie with a three ball or cut it to one with a deuce. Keyshawn Johnson on the arc. 5:22 to go. Third quarter, 31-28 Rushi. Hickman's first bucket 30 seconds ago, a long three-pointer that banked in. Big-time collision, head of the key. Drew Brodigam and Tevi go down. Tevi went flying, skidding across the floor. Whistle blew, and for about the fourth time in this game, the referees' conference. Never seen this before, Chuck. It's on Drew Brodigam. That, I think, is the right call. And Drew is motioning to the referee that he might have lowered his shoulder against Tebby away from where the ball was. Jets had possession, but it's wiped out. It goes back to Rushi. A rash of mistakes right now by both teams. Here's Poling at the foul line for the Raiders. A lead by three. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. On a weave to Dylan Cordonier. Hand check call against Keyshawn Johnson, who trailed him.
He's got to keep it up. That's what he does. He's got quick hands, but he has a tendency to put a hand on the offensive player while he's trying to stick it. And it's going to get called.
Yep. It will every time. It's out in the middle of the floor, too visible. Daypour inbounds to Dylan Cordonier, and guess what? Keyshawn Johnson got nailed again. Holding Cordonier as he raced to side court to receive the inbound throw from Jack Daypour.
Well, they missed the illegal screen by Poling, who kind of leaned in and bumped him a little bit.
Yeah.
But Johnson reached out and grabbed him again.
Yeah, there could have been two fouls there in a matter of a couple seconds. Here's Daypour in the left corner. Down inside to Tebby. He's double-teamed. Sandwich back out to Daypour on the arc. Rushi still up three. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Cordonier, left wing Daypour. Good shot fake. Steps inside the arc. Good pocket pass inside to Tebby. Hickman poked it free. Lessing goes sprawling on the floor and garners the ball. Outlet to Hickman. That'll wreck. 30 feet out. Jets with it again. Another miscue by the Raiders. That's about 13 turnovers on Rushi. Far right wing, it is Nick Brodigam. Elbow in the right to Drew. Hickman outside the arc of the left. Wreck in the left corner. Into the post to Drew. Spin, squares up. Good defense from behind by Tebby. Ball pinballed off the glass. Taken down by Drew Brodigam. He scores! And he's fouled. Drew Brodigam really flexing his muscle down inside on the block for the Fairlawn Jets, who are a free throw away from tying this game. 31-30, Rushi. Hunter Cohey in for Daniel Kearns for Rushi. Drew Sherman on the floor for Jack Daypour. Fairlawn Jets here, Chuck, in this third quarter, not allowing the Raiders to run their offense nearly as smoothly as Rushi did in the first half. Free throw, though, is hard. No good. Rebound down to Rushi. Brodigam was fouled as he scored. Didn't connect on the free throw, though. Here's Tebby. Quick pass into the half court. Nearly stolen by Lessing. Out of bounds into the Raiders bench. 31-30. Fairlawn down one. 4:04 to go third quarter. Anyone's game. Poling inbounds to Tebby 30 feet away. Now to Dylan Cordonier on top. Check the wreck. High screen by Tebby. Cordonier foul line. Baseline left Cohey. He's doubled. Ball rotated by Sherman. Top of the circle, Cordonier. No deflection, but Fairlawn. Ball sails into backcourt. Rushi traces it down. There's a whistle. Right call over and back. Boy, the Raiders plagued by mistakes, especially here in the second half.
They've scored 2 points here in the third quarter.
31-30. Rushi by one over Fairlawn. Rushi once led in this game by 11. Long cross-court heave. Leaping catch on the play by Kirtner. 30 feet from the basket. 31-30 Raiders. 3:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Nate Lessing trying to post up. Cole Tebby won't have any part of it, but he's on the back of Lessing. That's spotted by the referee. Three on Tebby. Five team fouls on Rushi. Four on Fairlawn.
They just changed it to two.
Two on Cole. Here's Hickman, left corner, shakes three, open look, 15-footer. It lit the rim, no good. Rebound, Lessing right in front. 2 points. Lessing got the stick back. He was Johnny on the spot. Good play by Lessing. Drew Brodigam kept it alive, and Fairlawn's got the lead.
That's the first one, isn't it?
Yep. Rushi scored the first 6 points. Raiders have not been headed until just now. Here's Dylan Cordonier, midcourt, 3:15 to go, third quarter. Dylan to Sherman. Rushi wants to spread the floor. It's been a third quarter owned by Fairlawn. Sherman darts to the top of the circle, leaves it to Poling near the timeline with 3 minutes even to go in the third. 32-31, Fairlawn Jets have taken the lead, and Fairlawn sits back.
They'll take this rest.
Yeah.
They think this gives them a chance to catch their breath right now.
It is a very loose man-to-man defense by the Jets, who are back inside the arc as Rushi holds the ball 5 feet from the timeline. While Rushi head coach Spencer Cardonier gets an opportunity to chit-chat with the referee down below. Poling just holds at midcourt, hands off on the play to Dylan Cardonier. Still 40 feet from the basket. Down to 2:20 to go in the third quarter. 32-31 Fairlawn. Well, Rushi did a little zigzag maneuver from one side of the floor to the other and back, and now Drew Sherman's got the ball. Same spot as it was held by Dylan Cardonier a minute prior. And the conversation between head coach Spencer Cardonier and the referee continues as Sherman hangs onto the ball, and Fairlawn, with a laissez-faire defense right now, sags back into the middle of the floor.
I got a one-point lead. My kids are getting a rest. This plays right into my hands if I'm Fairlawn.
32-31 Jets. Minute 40 to go here in the third quarter of this game.
If you're on the back line back there, if you're Hickman and Brodigan, you cannot fall asleep because all of a sudden somebody will flash and they get a layup out of this.
It has been a 10-2 third quarter in favor of Fairlawn. Raiders with just two measly points in the third quarter of action. And who garnered those, Chuck?
Drew Poling.
Down to a minute 18 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi holding the ball near the timeline. Sherman hanging on. And now the Rushi Raiders, two players in the corner, Cole Tevy and Drew Poling, come over to side court, get some advice from head coach Spencer Cardonier. Each team attacking its end of the floor, as is always the case in the second half. Rushi in front of the Raiders bench, and Fairlawn's got the ball. The Jets are in front of head coach Justin Tidwell. 46 seconds to go third quarter as Rushi plays out the third period, just hanging on to the ball. This will be a, what, three-minute-plus stall by Rushi before it's all said and done at the end of the third quarter.
And I hear people chanting, we want a shot clock.
Down to 27, 26, 25 seconds to go.
Maybe that was me chanting one. Somebody was.
Hickman and Drew Brodigan in the paint for Fairlawn. 15 seconds to go. Spencer Cardonier gives Sherman the cue, and Rushi winds up its offense. Down to 9 to play. Poling at the foul line. We've got a collision 20 feet from the basket. A screen was set by Tevy, and he was flattened on the play by guess who? Nate Lessing. Well, Rushi baited Nate into that one. It's a common foul. 8.1 to go third quarter. Big sequence of passes coming up here by Rushi. Cardonier below the rim, looks, throws way out to midcourt to Sherman. Six to play. Sherman, top of the key. Left side, Cardonier for a triple. Blocked on the play. Oh, what a maneuver. Nick Brodigan swatted the ball up in the air. What a clam by Nick Brodigan as he splashed down the three ball just after it left the hands of Cardonier of Rushi. And the Jets are fired up, leading by one. 32-31 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care.
It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sidney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi held the ball the last 3 minutes of the third quarter. Got no points. Didn't get anything accomplished, although, Chuck, a third foul on Nate Lessing.
That is the only thing they got out of it, but that's not too shabby.
No points, but foul number three on Lessing. Rushi with the ball, starting the fourth quarter, down by one now. This is the first time the Raiders are trailed in this game. Far left flank, it's Jack Dapor. Hustling defense by Fairlawn. Here's a near steal at midcourt. Nick Brodigan nearly clawed the ball away, but he got his fingers in there too long. He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, a foul, and that is the sixth on Fairlawn. Five on the Raiders. Ball lobbed in cross court to Cordonier. Top of the key, foul line, left side Dapor. Fakes the three, goes baseline. Dumps it to Kearns. Foul stripe, doesn't shoot. Rotated into the lane to Tebby. Hits a cutter. Kearns down the lane. Teardrop right in front. Seven-footer. Banked it. No good. Rebound, Drew Brodigan. Kearns had an open look. Was a bit strong. Jets to midcourt. Up one. Right side pass. Lessing. What a steal! Jerked away by Tebby. Leads it to Cordonier. Layup. Good! An aggressive play by Cole Tebby in the open floor. He jerked that ball right out of the grasp of Nate Lessing and made a beautiful lead toss down the floor to Dylan Cordonier. Transition field goal, live ball turnover. Well done to the Raiders to lead by one. What a fake by Hickman. Hickman in the lane, ducks under, missed it from 7 feet. Tebby with an amazing rebound as he got it around Drew Brodigan, who seemingly had possession. And then Fairlawn fouls in backcourt, and the Raiders shoot the 1-1. 33-32, Rushi. Drew Sherman at the stripe. We'll mark it down. In the first half minute of the fourth quarter, a heck of a steal by Cole Tebby, Chuck.
Yeah, I couldn't tell, but the referee was looking right at it, so it had to been clean.
Free throw, Sherman, he's got it. 34-32. Raiders with three straight points to start the fourth quarter.
Fairlawn's got to quit fouling 60 feet from the basket.
Second shot by Sherman is right on the button. 35-32. Raiders lead by three. After Fairlawn owned a one-point edge at the end of the third quarter, 32-31. Here's Lessing, 30 feet away. Elbow in the right to Nick Brodigan. Scoops a pass, cross court. To Kirtner into the lane, Nate Lessing. Turnaround Jay. 12-footer. Bullseye. He's got it. Patented Nate Lessing jump shot below the foul stripe. 35-34. Rushi up one. 6 minutes to go in the game. Isolation down inside to Kearns. Hook shot against Hickman. Too hard, no good. Rebound Sherman right back to Kearns. Raiders control. Intercepted pass. Nick Brodigan on the pickoff. Down the floor to Nate Lessing. Lessing into the lane, hops up in a jump, left it short, deflected by Rushi. Rebound Raiders, stolen, layup good to Josh Reck. Josh Reck on the theft, and he knocked it down. Tenacious defense by the Jets. A lot of deflections being turned in by Fairlawn now. On top, Dapor, Rushi down one. Dapor head of the key, goes out back to Cordonier. Left corner, Dapor. Tries to feed a pass into the lane, and guess who's there? Nick Brodigan, another steal. Nick dances down the floor, pulls up into the paint, hands to Lessing, spin move, open, good! Rushi defender fell down. Nate Lessing twirled through the lower part of the key, a little seven-footer, kissed it in off the window, backdoor play, Rushi down inside to Sherman. Oh, he's got it, and a foul against Fairlawn. Jets had gone up three, 38-35. Undaunted, though, Rushi comes right back with a neatly executed backdoor cut. Sherman on the goal, and a free throw here to tie it up.
Three quarters of really kind of just feeling each other out, and now, boy, they're going at it.
They're breaking loose both ways. Sherman for the tie. It is front rim, back rim, both side rims, and good. Line drive free throw, no arc, but he got a shooter's roll. We're tied right back up at 38. 4:53 to go here in the ballgame. Here is Rushi with an overplay. Keyshawn Johnson telegraphs the throw to Lesson. Deflected, stolen by Tevi. Down the floor to Sherman. Around Hickman. All the way to the rack. A shovel shot. No good. But he neatly attracted the foul on Hickman. Oh, smartly done. But Drew Sherman really didn't have a good look at the basket. He avoided the charge. But by sliding away from Hickman, there was no way to make it. But Hickman did give him a hip. And Sherman, who's coming off a three-point play the old-fashioned way, nets a free throw. Four straight points by him, 39-38 in favor of Rushi. Fairlawn had led 38-35 with 5.5 to go in the game. Free throw Sherman off to the left. Rebound Drew Brodigan. One-point lead Raiders. After the Jets had led by three. Keyshawn Johnson, far right wing. A lot of shoving in the paint area. And Drew Poling is going to be picked for that one. Referee very demonstrative on the call, and it was the correct one. Here's Keyshawn Johnson inbounding low on the left to Drew. Shot fake. Goes up hard toward the rim. Poling got a fist on the ball and hammered it out of bounds. Good block. Great defense by the Raiders. Let's see if Rushi goes, or I should say Fairlawn goes to Drew on the block again. Nope, Lesson goes to Hickman, deep right corner. It may come right back into Nate, and it does. Baseline right, double team, swiveling through the paint area. Short on the jumper, rebound Lesson, and he's hacked on the play. He'll get two. 4:23 to go in the fourth quarter, 39-38, Rushi by one. Oh, what a heck of a game here tonight. Chuck, this may be, what, tops for the season? These kids are playing like there's something on the line here.
Yeah.
Free throw by Lesson. It curled around and came out. No good. So much at stake. The voting for seeding in the boys' Division IV Pickles Sectional does not end until about noon tomorrow. So if coaches have not voted, they can consider the outcome of this game tonight in their online seeding for the Pickwa Division IV Boys Sectional.
Lessing is now only 3 of 6 from the free throw line. I don't know if I've ever seen him miss.
Well, both rimmed. Each shot curled out to the left. The rebound was punched out of bounds after a melee by Rushi. Fairlawn still got it. No, it was called a jump. Arrow favors the Jets. With 4:22 to go. Keyshawn Johnson inbounds low on the right to Lesson. Rushi fell asleep, but Lesson missed the two-footer. Rebound Raiders, Tevi. He sandwiched in backcourt. Drew Brodigan steals. Drew Brodigan took it away, but apparently a fraction of a second before Drew Brodigan clubbed the ball out of the hands of the Rushi rebounder. The Raiders got a timeout called, and boy, that is crucial.
That is a rule that they absolutely need to change. It should be, have to be called on the floor. It used to be coaches get away with murder, and I'm telling you, Spencer Cordonier, that's great coaching.
Yep.
He got a timeout. It should never have been allowed.
Yep. All of the action happened below the basket. Drew Brodigan had cleanly clubbed the ball away from the Raider player about 4 feet from the basket. Drew was going to get a 4 or 5 footer.
And the whistle blew after the ball was loose.
Yeah.
But the referee out here can't tell what's happening down there.
Exactly. Head coach Spencer Cordonier got the ear of the referee at midcourt, and the Raiders salvaged the possession up one, 4:10 to go in the game. Here's Tevi in the left corner. Now to Poling on top to Dylan Cordonier. Fairlawn chases. Foul line Kearns back to the basket. Weave to Cordonier. Nowhere to go. Back to Kearns. Elbow on the right. Spin move in the lane. Hands off to Tevi. Jets have done a far better job on Tevi than in the first meeting when Cole dropped home 20 points against the Fairlawn Jets. Here's Poling veering off to the left behind the arc. We're all the way down to 3:40 to go. Here's a steal. Ball popped up in the air by Keyshawn Johnson. Lead out to Nick Brodigan. Nick down the floor. Stops in the lane. Players fly by from Rushi. He missed the 6-footer. And Lessing can't control the rebound. It's out of bounds to Rushi.
I'm telling you, any other night, Lessing would have 30 points, and this game would be over. He's just struggling shooting the basketball. And I'm going to give Rushi credit.
Yep. Lessing's got 13. You're right, Chuck. He's had shots to make at least 20 for certain. Here's Rushi, little helter-skelter, left corner, Daypour. Long three ball by Daypour. And you can tell by the roar here at the Rushi gym, he sank it. He knocked it down. It was a skyscraper way up in the rafters. All net but Daypour. And the Raiders are up four with 3 minutes to go in the game. Huge shot by Jack Daypour. Here's Nick Brodigam in the right corner, on top to Drew for Fairlawn. Now to Nick, pick and roll with Drew in the lane. He almost walked with the ball. Good defense by Rushi. He fell down, lost it. Raiders have it. Tebby with possession. Foul, Lessing, number four. Well, with 5.5 minutes to go in this game, the Fairlawn Jets led 38-35. But in the last nearly 3 minutes, the Rushi Raiders have outscored the Fairlawn Jets 7-0. Cole Tebby's got the 1-1. These are enormous. Free throw by Tebby, swish. 43-38 in favor of Rushi.
They're in the double bonus.
Double bonus. It was not the 1-1. It was two shots. He made the first one anyway. Free throws are going to be extremely significant the rest of the way. Full timeout called. 2:51 to go. Raiders up 5 and at the line on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
My name is Brittany Morris, a senior cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
To digress from the game for just a moment, it was homecoming here at Rushi tonight, and Maria Heron for Rushi was crowned queen. Clay George was crowned king. Maria Heron, Clay George, queen and king. Rushi homecoming here tonight. Second free throw, Cole Tebby for the Raiders. He's got it. Tebby cans a pair. And that is 9 in a row by Rushi in the last 3 minutes. Fairlawn down the floor. Hickman spots up. Three-pointer on the way. Long one. 25-footer. Off the flange. No good. Rebound Daypour. Tie-up. Lessing got his hands in the air. Rushi will control it on the arrow. Double bonus for the Raiders.
1-1 the other way.
Yep. Rushi's fouled 7 times. Jets shoot the 1-1. Rushi shoots 2. Raiders with 3 minutes of terrific basketball to turn this game around. Quickly up the floor, Sherman. Sherman goes into the lane, tries to lead Tebby. Lessing stole it, and there's a collision at midcourt. As Lessing, like a locomotive, steamrolled down the floor, shoulder to shoulder, crashed by Kearns or Daypour, one of the two. Daypour got him. Lessing's at the line where he's been off tonight. This is a 1-1. Fairlawn's got to have these. Free throw Lessing is good. He rattled it home.
Let's say it just doesn't look smooth.
No.
He's usually silk.
Yeah. 44-39. He shot that real quickly. Gets the ball back from the referee. 3 dribbles in the air. Yes. 44-40. Fairlawn behind by 4. 2:20 to go in the game. Pressure by the Jets in backcourt. Here is Kearns, a long left-handed heave, up the floor, it goes on the play, intercepted, Daypour tried to go cross-court, ill-advised, Jets on the intercept, Lessing powering to the rim, as he goes hard from the right corner, a lot of contact, his shot was smacked out of bounds, defensive foul though, on Rushi, boy, can the events of this game change on a dime, just like in the last few seconds. Raiders tried to push that fast break, Chuck, and the throw was telegraphed. Free throw by Nate Lessing, found in the act of shooting, got it, back to a three-point game, 44-41.
And there was no real reason for Rushi to try to make that pass in the first place.
Nope. Second shot, Lessing in again. Four in a row by Nate. It's a two-point game. Rushi Raiders play has been marred by turnovers tonight. That's allowed Fairlawn to hang around. Here is Rushi beating pressure, getting up the floor. Raiders don't force the action. They steer back out with the ball. Don't attack the rim. Up by two, a minute 55 to go. Rushi in the double bonus, leading by 2 points, 44-42. Cordon, your timeline, hand off to Daypore. Daypore's got the big three ball here in the fourth quarter for Rushi. Here's Sherman entering the paint, goes baseline to Tevi. Raiders will shoot fouls, nothing else.
I know you don't want to foul Cordon here.
Uh-oh, here's an open player down inside. It's Tevi. Locked out of bounds. Locked out of bounds. Keyshawn Johnson saved the day. About the split second, I said the Raiders weren't going to shoot. They lulled Fairlawn to sleep. Tevi got a point-blank layup. Keyshawn Johnson skied from the backside and swatted that ball loose, out of bounds, no foul. Timeout Spencer Cordon, 1:34 to go. Raiders ball up to 44-42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Well, Chuck, there have been two tremendous defensive plays here in the fourth quarter of this game. A great steal by Cole Tevi and Nate Lessing. And then that block by Keyshawn Johnson just seconds ago before the timeout.
Yeah, both of them saved 2 points.
Yep. Minute and a half to go in the game as Rushi inbounds on the arc to Sherman. Sherman corralled the Fairlawn, which fouls it. What's Sherman done at the stripe tonight, Chuck?
He is 4 of 5.
Drew Sherman, free throw line, Rushi, 44-42 Raiders. Minute and a half to go. Line drive, free throw, lift the rim.
As flat as he shoots it, his shot has to be perfect. If it touches the rim, it's not going to go in unless it might bounce off the backboard.
Yeah, it skimmed and went right. Second free throw, Sherman. No good. Clanged it. Rebound, Lessing. Fairlawn can tire, take the lead. A minute 26 to go, fourth quarter. Outside the arc of the left, it's Drew. Cross court to Nick Brodigan. Got inside to Drew. Open. Five-footer leans in. It bounces. It's no good. He was bumped from the backside. Oh, my. Nearly a make and a plus one.
He's having a terrific game, but boy, that's one you got to make.
Yeah.
Just because you get bumped off doesn't mean you can't. You got to finish it like you're the only one out there.
Very good offensive set as Drew Brodigan rubbed off a screen below the basket. Could not get the shot to go, and fouling out is Jack Daypore. Minute 17 to go. 44-42. Rushi up two. Drew Brodigan with a couple of extremely significant free throws. The pressure is on. These are clutch.
He's 2 of 3 so far in the game.
Brodigan has it. Drew Brodigan connects. It's 44-43 Rushi.
There's a big difference right now for Fairlawn whether you're tied or down one, how you play defense.
Second shot, Brodigan dips the knees in the air. Bouncing around, no good. The rebound jerked off the glass by Tevi. Raiders still up a point. 108 to go. Up the floor to Poling. Poling dropped the ball. It's out of bounds.
He dropped the ball to the first row.
That's 20 turnovers for the Raiders.
My goodness, the Raiders have flubbed it. Controlling the ball, too many floor errors, 20 mistakes. 2-0, 20 of them. And now Fairlawn's got possession, down one, 58 seconds to go. Hickman, top of the key, angles left. Goes to Lessing in the left corner, and head coach Justin Tidwell gets a timeout. We're back in a minute. 1-point lead Raiders, 53 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklip, North West State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, the Rushi Raiders have nearly blown a 6-point lead in the last couple minutes. It's been turnover city for Rushi. Fairlawn's got the ball, trying to rally from six down in the last 3 minutes of this game. 48 seconds to go, 44-43 in favor of Rushi. Here's Hickman, high post for Fairlawn. Goes down low on the right to Lessing. Squeezes between two players and missed the five-footer. It bounced around and came off. Rushi can't save it, though. It's out of bounds.
I've never seen him miss the shots he's missing tonight.
Nate Lessing has been all thumbs around the rim. No touch tonight. He's challenged on every shot. Ball inbounded low on the right to Drew Brodigan. Around Colin, below the basket. Great defense by Rushi. Rushi plies it away. Berdanger gets the loose ball. Foul, Fairlawn. Drew Brodigan got the inbounds pass. Low post on the block, right side. But he was nearly on the boundary behind the backboard, was covered up with two defenders, had nowhere to go, and tried to stretch the ball back around to the rim side of the backboard and had it raked away.
I know he's bleeding, so I would say there might have been some contact.
It's been that kind of a night, very physical to say the least. 31 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. It will be double bonus time for the Rushi Raiders, who are up one. Nate Lessing has had numerous shots dance around the rim and skip off tonight. One just occurred, last possession by Fairlawn. Ball was knocked out of bounds, though, in the rebound by Rushi. And the Jets threw it in low on the right side to Drew Brodigan. He was corralled. He was near the basket, but did not have a sight line to the rim. He was behind the backboard, and Rushi boxed him in and just jerked the ball right out of his hands. And then Dylan Gardanier was fouled. 31.2 to go here in the fourth quarter. And we've got a
wet all over the floor.
Yeah. Got two or three wet spots on the floor down in the paint area to our left. Gives us an opportunity with 31.2 to go. And Rushi up one and shooting the double bonus. To tell you all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Ann and here in McCartyville. Offering high-tech computer solutions, virus and spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service, on time. He is prompt. Adam Rice, 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions. Free throw by Dylan Gardanier. Rolled around the rim three times and went in. Second shot way short. Rebound Nate Lessing of Fairlawn, which is down by two.
45-43 Rushi. 24 seconds to go in the game. Jets can tie with a two, go ahead with a three. Lessing, top of the circle, down the lane, between two players. Ball knocked away, no foul. Looked like he was clearly hammered. Rebound Rushi, down the floor, turns to the rim. He is fouled, and it's called. My goodness gracious.
It's a shame that a game of this magnitude is being this poorly officiated.
11.9 to go. The foul on Lessing not called. Rushi pushed it. The foul when Kearns went up was called. Kearns has two free throws. 11.9 to go. Rushi up two, 45-43. Free throw, Daniel Kearns for the three-point lead, and he swishes it. 46-43 Rushi. Home court advantage late in the game, Chuck.
I think just three lousy officials.
Second shot, Kearns of Rushi for a four-point lead. It's in and out, no good. Rebound! Oh, what a play by Poland. He tapped it way back out to midcourt, and guess who ran it down? The shooter, Daniel Kearns. What a heads-up play by Poling of the Rushi Raiders. He could not clutch the rebound, so what did he do? He just swatted the thing back out toward midcourt. Wow. And Kearns is right back to the line again with 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Rushi up three. One made foul shot would make it a two-possession game, but he blew it way too long. No good. Shot, but Kearns was heavy, and a timeout is called by Rushi. 46-43 Raiders. 7.5 to go. When we return, Kearns will be at the stripe again. Fairlawn, of course, needs a miss and a made three to tie the game up. Adams Tech Solutions in Hanna near McCartyville also offering promotional items for you, an array of t-shirts, pens, mugs. Adams Tech Solutions in Hanna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He repairs computers for you too. He'll provide upgrades, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And through his unit called TOSSUM, T-O-S-S-U-M, that's the name of the specialty advertising section of Adams Tech Solutions. You can purchase customized shirts, pens, mugs, you name it. He's got it. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And that phone number, once again, is 538-6948, 538-6948. Rushi up one, 7.5 to go. Or I should say Rushi up three. Now up four as Kearns connects. It's a four-point game. Fairlawn behind 47-43. Ball rolled to Lessing at midcourt. Top of the key. He throws up a long three ball. He's fouled. It's no good. It's short. But he'll shoot three free throws. And now Fairlawn, down to four with 4.5 to go, Chuck, has a chance to make two free throws, miss the third one, and get the rebound back.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I would probably play it.
Kearns made one of two free throws to give Rushi a four-point lead. Nate Lessing connects, 47-44. Rushi up three, 4.5 to go. Second shot, Nate Lessing. He dips the knees, got it again. Now what do you do? 47-45. The third shot to Lessing, and he pours that one in. Nate Lessing makes all three, and it's a 47-46 game with 4.5 to go. Interesting strategy by the Fairlawn Jets, which elected to have Nate Lessing make all three foul shots. He whittled the four-point Rushi edge down to one with 4.5 to go. Now Rushi's got to get the ball in play. Fairlawn will need to foul immediately. Jets need a steal and a basket to win it. Fairlawn, even with two makes,
even with two makes at the free throw line. Or I should say, should Rushi make two free throws, Jets would get the ball back with a chance to tie with a three. There wouldn't be much time to go. Yep. Fairlawn's got to go for a quick steal and then foul immediately. 4.5 to go. 47-46 in favor of the Raiders. Kearns to inbound. 4.5 to go. It's underneath the Jets basket. Ball thrown long down to four. Deflected at the timeline. It's loose. And Poling comes up with it. And he's pushed with 1.7 left. Well, the Rushi Raiders did not dare deliver that pass in backcourt, risk a turnover or a steal to allow Fairlawn a very quick shot. Instead, Rushi heaved a line drive throw, a bullet across the timeline. It was popped up into the air. Rushi came down with it, and Poling was smacked in the back with 1.7 to go. He's got two free throws. Foul shot. Poling is no good. 47-46. Fairlawn needs a clean rebound and a Hail Mary shot for the win. Yep. Now we've got a temporary mic issue here in the press box. Chuck just alerting me to the fact that it might be in Rushi's best interest to go ahead and miss the free throw. And by the time the ball is volleyballed around once or twice, 1.7 might click off. And of course, if you do make the free throw, Fairlawn would be able to take the ball out of bounds and wing it to midcourt. 47-46, Rushi. 1.7 to go. One more free throw coming up here for the Rushi Raiders. It has been a terrific night of high school basketball here at the Rushi Gym. Both teams playing like there is a lot on the line, and that is exactly the case. Seeding priority at stake, positioning in the Shelby County League race on the line too. Rushi trying to cling to the lead in the standings and not allow Fairlawn to draw even. Second foul shot by Poling is good. It's 49-46. Fairlawn down three, or I should say down two. Here's a long throw down the floor to Lessing in the corner. Lessing bobbles, can't hang on. It goes out of bounds, and that's it. It goes out of bounds, and that's it. The free throw was made by Rushi to extend the lead from one to two. Fairlawn took the ball out of bounds and threw it 70 feet to Nate Lessing. And like a wide receiver, he went after it. But two defensive backs for Rushi were right with him. Lessing got a hand on it, nothing more he could do. And the final 1.7 clicked off, and that's it. And the Rushi Raiders have shaken off Fairlawn here tonight, dropping the Fairlawn Jets two games back in the standings. A Fort Loramie win tonight over Jackson Center means that next week Fairlawn hosts Rushi with a chance to tie Rushi for the Shelby County League title. That, of course, if Fort Loramie wins tonight at Jackson Center. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in Western Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Thanks as well to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. They came on board during the basketball tournament last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, gratitude to them on the web with us tonight for a Rushi victory over Fairlawn 48-46.
the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of specialty advertising items, a whole host of promotional items for you, mugs, T-shirts, pens, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and advertising specialty items as well. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions in Anna. Chuck, big win for Rushi tonight, staving off Fairlawn 48-46. I'll give you the headset, and you can take us through the scoring and lead us up to our Clancy's spot, highlighting our Clancy's Award winner. I'm back. leading scorers for Fairlawn, Nate Lessing had 20, and then Drew Brodickham had 11. I thought he was terrific tonight. On the other side, very balanced, just like you expect from Rushi. Jack Dapar, the only one in double figures with 10, but they got 9 from Sherman. They got 8 from Dylan Cordonier. They got 8 from Daniel Kearns, and they got 5 from Drew Poling. The Clancy's players of the game for Fairlawn, I'm going to give it to Drew Brodigan. I thought he was terrific. And Jack Dapor hit 3 threes, a huge one in the fourth quarter that pushed the lead up to 4. So Clancy's are players of the game.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A huge win tonight for the Rushi Raiders, 48-46 over the Fairlawn Jets. It was a thriller. The Fairlawn Jets came all the way back in this game and at one point took a 38-35 lead with under 6 to play in the fourth quarter. Rushi then rattled off 9 straight points and never relinquished the lead from then on. Although Fairlawn got it within 1, the Jets simply could not get over the hump. Nate Lessing, 20 points in this game against Rushi. He had 21 in his first outing against the Raiders, and tremendous balanced scoring from the Rushi Raiders team. Jack Dapor with 10 to lead the way. Heck of a game tonight. Rushi now with a 2-game lead over the Fairlawn Jets in the standings. Rushi with a league mark of 10-1. Fairlawn drops to 8-3. Fairlawn's next game, by the way, is tomorrow night at home against Van Wert Lincoln View. A league encounter next Friday at home against Anna. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders play at Fort Loramie next Friday night, and that is for more than likely outright sole possession of the Shelby County League Championship, unless, of course, Fort Loramie was upset tonight at Jackson Center. If that did happen, then Rushi has a 2-game lead with 1 to play over both Fort Loramie and Fairlawn. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside on stats, color, on-site engineering. Thanks so much to a new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, from which you heard early on, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Raiders have edged the Fairlawn Jets 48-46.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.